This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Now you have James Mattis, who you've known for a very long time. And this would be, as we mentioned, lead-in, a break in tradition. To have a member of the military head up the Department of Defense. Now, what's the advantage to that, and is there a disadvantage? Why have we gone the civilian route for so long?
Well, first of all, we started with the Secretary of War back when the nation was formed, and we kept that position with a few military leaders at times occupying that position all the way to 1947 after World War II. And then we disestablished the Secretary of War and the Department of War and established the Department of Defense and then the Secretary of Defense. And since 1947 to the present, only one military person has ever held the position of Secretary of Defense, and that was the preeminent General George Marshall, who was also Secretary of State. Quite a remarkable career. The reason is because we strongly believe in this great democracy of ours, the first and the longest democracy in the nation, that civilians should control the military. And I don't know a military person who doesn't believe that in his soul, that that is what should be done, and that is part of the strength of this democracy. All that said, there are exceptions. And here is one where a president-elect is at least considering putting in a military leader as the Secretary of Defense. Now, will there be civilian control of the military if he's Secretary of Defense? Is he still a military person? Well, certainly, you're never going to separate Jim Mattis from 40 years of being a United States Marine and a four-star general. But the civilian control of the military largely resides in, and properly so, in the Commander-in-Chief. And that will be the President of the United States, and he is there, and he provides directions to the military to execute. The military never can execute anything in terms of troop deployments without the President of the United States authorizing.
Entirely. Does Mattis get the job or not, yes or no?
He's highly qualified for the job. I don't know if he's been offered it or what yet.
Okay.
But I know this.
Go ahead.
I know this. I mean, here's what we're talking about here. We got an absolutely terrific choice, an experienced wartime commander, a thoughtful, studious person whose reputation for directness and straight talking is a pattern throughout his entire career. And finally, he is got on his fingertips knowledge about all the global security challenges that the United States is facing and the major policy failures that we've had through these last 8 years that have helped create some of the instability and lack of security we have in the world.
It's an interesting thing how the president-elect has met with all the generals who have been at odds with the current commander-in-chief. A quick quote, Mattis, no war is over until the enemy says it's over. We may think it's over, we may declare it over, but in fact the enemy gets a vote, end quote. You can say that about all wars based on history, but that definition fits the current war on terror to the word. General, thank you for your time today. I'm out of time for
No political correctness there, and I got to tell you, Scott, I think this is a brilliant move. James Mattis, I know you're probably going to say, well, because he's a Marine, that's why you think it's brilliant. Being a former Marine yourself, but you know, James Mattis, retired U.S. Marine Corps general who last served as the 11th commander of the United States Central Command from August 2010 to March of 2013. I'll tell you, I think Donald Trump again is proving his position as a commander in chief, as a top CEO for our country. I mean, he's breaking with tradition. 65 years of U.S. history. I bust it wide open. Why not? Let's do this. And I've said for a long time that we need to have somebody with experience out of the military heading up the Pentagon. And here it is. I hope this is legit. I hope he gets the appointment. This is a great move, and especially at a time where I believe that we need to be cognizant that war abounds, whether we like it or not. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. I'll tell you, if it's going to happen, I'm talking about getting this country back on track. It's starting at the grassroots. That's where it has been bubbling for quite a while. And, of course, we saw with this last election, in fact, that it is alive, it is a well, and it is staying focused, this grassroots movement that's happening across our country, regardless of what the mainstream media would want to report and how sad they are with the results. Too bad. Here it is. We've got a president-elect Donald Trump, and I look for exciting things for all of us that lie ahead, even those that didn't vote for him, even those that resist and are going to try to do everything they can to put a stick in his spokes. Get ready. I think it's exciting times ahead for all of America, and I would say even for the world, for that matter, the impact that we'll have, even with this new choice of putting a military man, and, you know, this is, in fact, a choice that is true, a military man and head of the Pentagon, breaking a 65-year tradition. I've said long that we should have military people doing what they do best, and this is part of what they bring, you know, to the Trump administration. They will bring leadership and experience, and General Mattis is experienced, and I believe he is the man for the job for a time such as this. Hugh Haingsworth is with us. Good to have him back. It seems like we have him here around November. It's an annual event for obvious reasons. Hugh began his career as a newsman in 1948, and at 23 became possibly one of the youngest managing editors of a daily newspaper in the nation. His profession eventually took him to Dallas, Texas, and a job with the Dallas Morning News as a space and aviation reporter, where he was employed in 1963. Hugh has the unique distinction to have been a witness to the JFK assassination in Dealey Plaza, a witness of the police radio transmission concerning Officer J. Tippit, the J. Tippit murder, and to the arrest of Lee Harvey Oswald in the Texas Theater, and his subsequent shooting by Jack Ruby in Dallas Police Headquarters. All this that Hugh witnessed, he wasn't supposed to. He was not supposed to be on duty, but the situation demanded that he be a reporter. And in that position, you might say rather serendipitously, he was a witness to these incredible events that occurred some 53 years ago. Hugh Haingsworth, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, you know, that day, as you and I talked about before, you know, you weren't supposed to be on duty. And suddenly events started happening, and you go from reporting on space and aviation to this incredible historic event involving the assassination of the President of the United States.
Yeah, the guy had an interview set up that afternoon at SMU with some space scientist. I've long since forgotten his name, Of course, I didn't show up.
Yeah. I mean, you left your interviewee's setting, but I'm sure that he probably, himself, got involved with the day's events as well. And, it seemed that that event took over the entire world. It stopped the world, didn't it?
Well, it really did. And it was what helped it along was it was television's first really big thing to cover. And they did quite well.
Yeah, you talk about reality television. I mean, was that the genesis of reality television?
It was indeed.
Yeah, I mean, because here it is, the cameras are rolling, and all that we saw, and then, of course, it was finished off with the shooting of Jack Ruby in the Dallas Police Headquarters.
Well, the shooting by Jack Ruby.
Yeah, by Jack Ruby, I'm sorry, of Lee Harvey Oswald. Forgive me. Yes, I misspoke. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, so that so here it is, reality television taking off, and you're there. And at some point, did you go, whoa, what is going on? Why did you question why you were in the vortex of all these events?
Well, by Sunday, it really struck me. My God, I'd been everywhere, and here I was in the basement, and when I got up that Sunday and I knew that they'd had threats against Oswald, I said, I got to go. My wife and I both just ran. We didn't eat. We didn't shave anything. And it was just amazing. I knew something was going to happen if they moved him at the announced time. Mm-hmm. Of course, they didn't. It was an hour later. But it was an amazing day, and I thought to myself, why in the world am I involved in all this?
Mm-hmm. Well, even to the point that you understood, what was going on, and you foresaw and had some understanding that Lee Harvey Oswald was in the crosshairs and something, dramatic could happen. I mean, the fact that you were even aware of this, I mean, you see, this is what I appreciate about excellent journalism and reporting, is the instincts of journalists, like what you represented, even though you weren't necessarily a hard news reporter at the time, but clearly you were gifted, and your instinct said, there's something else that's brewing here.
Well, there's one thing that the old adage that I use: the harder you work, the luckier you get. Yes. And that was me that weekend.
Well, and what did everybody say? Did they start, after all these events, and here you are, I mean, you're a virtual eyewitness to all this stuff, and they're going, wait a minute, you're a space and aviation reporter. How did you get this? And you got reporters going all over the place, only wishing they could have been at one of the places, not to mention all the places that you found yourself in.
That's true. Probably the best thing I did at that juncture was I doled out the escape route exactly minute by minute from when Oswald left the building to where he was captured in the theater. And that was a tough deal to do because police and FBI and Secret Service and everybody else was telling people, shut up, don't talk to the press.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a tough thing. It took me and another guy, Larry Grove, to about 3 or 4 days to do it. We had it in 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm. And, in terms of, I guess, at the time, you've got the FBI doing their job and putting a putting a lid on the information, telling people not to talk to reporters, which, hindered the reporting process. But, this is the nature of journalism and why journalism is so needed in our country at a time when you see yourself and you see your profession going through, you want to call it a challenge and maybe perhaps even an awakening to reconnect themselves with their purpose for existence. What do you think?
Yes, it's worrisome. It really is. I don't know where it's going to end up. The Internet's a wonderful thing, but, boy, I'll tell you that the fake news and then the less than news on there is just killing.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what to believe anymore, anywhere.
Well, when we come back, Hugh, I'm going to address that issue. I also want to, you know, get into a little bit more of the events with you as you experienced them and as you reported to the nation on that fateful day of November the 22nd, 1963, and the assassination of John F. Kennedy. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Hugh Ainsworth is our guest, an eyewitness to all these incredible events that we've been talking about. We've got more from Hugh on the other side of the break, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
How could I make you so
Martinez Live.
You know, this information age has been said that with all this information, we know yet so little. And you would understand why, and as we were talking about just a moment ago with Hugh Ainsworth, you know, with the information, you still need to have some filter of discernment. Know what information you're getting. Can you trust it? I mean, we just came out of this election, and reports now of fake news abounding. And it is quite interesting, and I find it quite ironic that the mainstream media would be the one crying foul, and as if they're disconnected from some of the fake news that they perpetrated as they found themselves. I'm sure that Hugh Ainsworth probably feels the same way as a career journalist and somebody who was a proud and is a proud professional for journalism and sees what's happening to his industry and his profession these days, the way it's has been compromised. I'm sure, Hugh, that that probably bothers you a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, it scares me because I know that the main media people are in some trouble. And it's not just politics, you know. What you see on the internet sometimes in some of these sites, it's bad health information. It's bad financial information. It runs the gamut. It's just not politics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really scary because the average person sometimes doesn't have any concept of what's right or what's wrong.
Yeah, and you just can't accept one report. I mean, like anything, even you as a reporter, Hugh, when you found out information, you had to verify it. You had to, double check your facts, facts and what was supporting the report. You just didn't throw it out there. I mean, today you get bloggers and this information. Anybody's got a computer and can, hit up some keystrokes, not to even mention, if they have a Twitter account, 144 keystrokes, you can do a lot of damage.
That's true.
We were talking off air. Hugh says, I says, Hugh, how old are you? And he goes, well, I'm a good 85. And you could tell he is a good 85. And I said, what do you do for fun? He said, well, I'm working on a book. He's got a book, reporting on all these different events that, he's like a one-man eyewitness. Not only these events here that happened at Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas, back in November. And dare I say, it was not only that day, it went through the entire weekend. You and your wife, as you mentioned, you were unsettled about all this that was going on. I mean, did you feel like there was this outside uncontrollable force that was happening?
No, I didn't think that to that depth. I never stopped running for days, though.
Mm.
It was just something coming up. Originally we thought this was the far right and the Hunt Oil Company and OHL Hunt and all that because they had been so they'd been outspoken against Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly we find out that he was a Russian defector. And in those days we didn't have too many Russian defectors, and we certainly had none that came home.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole thing changed. And of course, the authorities were trying to keep from announcing this, that, or the other. In fact, that's one of the things that we have now. We have hundreds of conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
And that all started because officials made mistakes and said things they shouldn't have said.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there were things that were left unspoken. Hugh, I often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And here we are 53 years later, and we still have more questions than answers regarding this. I mean, everybody has, the idea. I think most people, majority of Americans, still feel that this is unsettled, though you have the Warren Commission, you have other reports and reports upon reports saying there was one lone, shooter in Lee Harvey Oswald. The majority of people do not believe that.
Well, I think you're right on that, and it's not as many as it used to be, but it's still a majority.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was officials caused that from the very first moments. You remember the picture when they brought the gun out and they were holding it high over their head, and I remember being there, and it was an assistant district attorney I'm not sure, maybe he was a deputy sheriff, said, hey, that's a Mauser.
Yeah.
Well, 15 press people ran like hell for telephones, mm-hmm. and they reported it was a Mauser. Well, an hour later, they showed it in a press conference, and it was a Mannlicher Kirkano. But
exactly. That
put doubt in people's minds.
Exactly.
Then the district attorney was asked, well, how did Oswald get to Oak Cliff to kill the cop? He said, he took a cab. And the natural question from all the press people around him, well, who was the driver? Who was the cab driver?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I forget what he said. He gave a name, Oliver Click it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, there has never been a cab driver in Texas by the name of Oliver Click.
Uh-huh.
I asked Henry Wade, the DA, later, a few days later, I said, where in the world did you come up with that name? And the district attorney, been district attorney 30-some years, good man, he said, it just popped in my head. And then you had up in Washington, you had J. Edgar Hoover keeping LBJ apprised that afternoon after he got back to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked Hoover, well, I don't understand. He killed a cop. Well, how did that happen? Hoover tells him, well, he came out the door, he ran into a cop, shot him, and then he ran, took a cab over to Oak Cliff, killed the cop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that isn't how it happened at all. Oswald walked four blocks out the front door, walked up, got on a bus. The bus stalled in traffic after two or three blocks. He got out, walked two blocks to the bus station and got his cab.
Mm-hmm.
But see, everybody was making remarks and giving facts as they saw them, and within hours they were all changed. So who in the hell could you trust in that case?
Exactly.
That's what caused all this to begin in Bergen.
Right. Well, Hugh, what happened with the Secret Service? The team there, and it was reported that a number of them, of the Secret Service protecting the president, were up in the wee hours of the night drinking. Any truth to that?
Well, I'm sure there's some truth to it. I was not there. I wasn't with them.
Mm.
But I had been to that place. It was a little old basement place over in Fort Worth, and they didn't sell liquor because they couldn't, but they'd give it to you, and they'd charge you for food.
Yes.
I've told by people, a couple of press people over the years, that they were there and they saw two or three of these Secret Service men, yes, and a couple who were on duty the next day.
Mm. What, for you, in all these events, gosh, I imagine the stories that you tell and of all the things that you've witnessed that you're going to be reporting on in this upcoming book, which I'm looking forward to it. Being a historian and, all the things that you've covered, and that's what your book is about, not only JFK, but a lot of other events. Waco, Texas as well, right?
Right, yeah, the Branch Davidians.
Branch Davidians. Yeah, and so a list of just national iconic events that have happened that you've reported on. But, for you, in looking back over your career at 85, what do you tell your grandkids, Hugh? What's most important?
Well, I tell them to be honest and work hard and good things will happen, hopefully.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's kind of been, what you lived by, right? I mean, you were not afraid of hard work. And here it is, America, we're about ready, I believe, Hugh, to get back to work again and to become the productive country that we've always been. And I think there's a lot of human productivity and potential that's lying out there. It's about ready to be unleashed. I think we're in an exciting time and period. And some of these young kids, they need to understand that hard work is required, and it can be a lot of fun. It's not just hard work. It's a lot of fun, too. Right, Hugh?
It is indeed. Yes.
Amen. All right. Hugh Ainsworth, Eyewitness to History. Hugh, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez.
With you.
You got it, sir. 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A new survey from the National Endowment for Financial Education reveals how Americans feel about their personal financial futures under President-elect Donald Trump. Ted Beck, President and CEO, National Endowment for Financial Education.
with the election of Donald Trump, the only 27% felt that they were more confident, and the rest was equally split between staying the same and less confident. We asked the same question if Secretary Clinton had been elected, and there were only 19% felt more confidence. I think the key thing going forward is, to, especially in making financial decisions, is stay calm. Just try to figure out what's going to happen and how rules might change over the next year. In the interim, do things like check your budget, set some money aside, have an emergency fund, and try to figure out, are you paying the proper amount for financial services?
For more information, please visit smartaboutmoney.org. That's smartaboutmoney.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the songs kind of remind us that not a whole lot changes in history. It just kind of cycles in and cycles out, and here we are one more time. Deja vu, as they would say, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Paul Kengor is back with us, professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Dr. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, I mean, you know, I'm observing what's happening in college campuses and, you know, as some would refer to them, I don't know, Cupcake Nation. I've heard all kinds of different names for them in terms of their safe zones and people freaking out because we went through the democratic process and they find themselves, you know, throwing themselves on the ground with their, you know, thumbs in their mouth and in the fetal position. And it's like, wow, I mean, guys, let me tell you, I mean, for all the money your parents are spending for you to be educated, you better get ready here because, you know, the gun's about ready to go off and, you know, some kids are already at the starting line getting ready to, you know, get in the race and we need you in the race.
Well, look, that's what they're being taught, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, for parents who are listening to me right now, if you're sending your kid to one of these colleges and paying, you know, $25,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, for them to be taught to behave this way, then I'm going to be blunt. Shame on you.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse. They're learning values that I'm sure you didn't want them to learn. Get them out of there.
Yeah.
You know, there are There's not a lot of conservative colleges in America, but, you know, there's a dozen or two.
You know,
one of them is mine, Grove City College. And so yeah, they're out there, and, you know, don't pay for this. And among other things, look, I can understand why they're upset. The latest numbers on the popular vote, Hillary is now leading Trump by 1.8 million, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is amazing because Bush lost to Gore by about 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's now leading him vote percentage 48.0 to 46.7, which means that Trump is going to win with a smaller percentage of the vote than not only what Hillary got, but than what Mitt Romney got, what Bush got twice. He's almost as low as what McCain got when McCain got crushed by Obama.
Yes.
So I understand their frustration, but, you know, they're probably not learning because they're at a liberal college. They're probably not learning about the Electoral College,
the wisdom of it. Yeah, the problem I have, Paul, with, you know, the argument that, let's talk about the popular vote, and, you know, that's not the rule of play. You know, it's kind of like,
right,
you know, somebody coming after a World Series game and going, hey, you know, we lost the championship game, but we got more hits than the other guys. Well, that's not the objective.
The objective is
the Electoral College. And that's what I was concerned with. I tell you many times on the show, I said, you know, I don't care too much about, you know, I mean, I know strategy and I know what the deal is. And I could only hope that in the background they knew, because we didn't hear a lot about the Electoral College. You know, all the pundits and pollsters were talking about popular vote. You know, to me, that's, you know, that gives some kind of indication. It's a quick snapshot kind of thing. But, you know, that's not the game. The game is the Electoral College, number one.
That's
number
right.
Two is that, of course, when you start getting into this, I mean, you know, why are they, you know, why, and I say they, the left, and the Democrats and those that are so upset about a Donald Trump election, you know, being elected president, is that they're trying to invalidate Donald Trump, and he's not even in office yet, and they're doing
right.
everything they can. I mean, you got people from, you know, Hamilton on stage, you know, worried that somehow, you know, this administration is not going to represent all of America. And, you get all this editorializing that's going on. And as you mentioned in your article, you know, communists and socialists going, I mean, they're going bonkers over Trump. And this is amazing. I mean, this is all quite revealing psychologically and, dare I say, soulfully where our nation is right now. Is it any wonder we're having a hard time getting along?
Well, that's right. In fact, the Communist Party USA has literally redesigned their website for Trump. They really have. I mean, I check it a couple times a week for years. This is what I do. It's the area I study. Mm-hmm. And you go there right now, and it's nothing but anti-Trump stuff. Rallying people, trying to get people to go to different rallies, sign different petitions. And, you know, it's funny, Bill, one of the things that the left talks about all the time is the phrase democracy, the word democracy. Mm. And you'll hear that all the time. There's a show on PBS called Democracy Now. Mm. I'm trying to remember the left-wing woman who does it. But they want democracy, and that sounds good to people listening, but what we have is a representative republic. All right, you know, we don't have a direct democracy where 120 million people vote and then whoever gets more votes as president is president. That's not what we have. We have a federalist system and a representative republic.
Mm-hmm.
And if these kids at these colleges would actually read the Constitution and be taught what America is truly about, they would know this. But I'm telling you they're not.
Mm.
And I've had students leave Grove City College and go to law school. And one of the first things that I ask them when they leave, I'll say, okay, here's the big question. Did you guys read the Constitution in law
yes.
school? And no,
right.
they didn't. And I went through a 4-year undergraduate degree and got my PhD. And I'm telling you, I swear, we never once read the Constitution.
Amazing.
Yeah, this stuff is not taught. And you could see why. It's because they want these indoctrinated sheep who are just going to be, at a whim, called out to go protest the illegitimacy of an election like Trump. Because they don't know what America really is.
Exactly. And this is one of the hardest things, Paul, I had with President Obama, is that he believed still does, that, you know, the Constitution is elastic. It was subject to interpretation. I mean, you know, to hear him talk about it, I thought, oh, my gosh, I found myself in a teacher's lounge with a bunch of, you know, liberal teachers just sitting there spouting off theory.
Well, that's who he is, right? Yeah. He was a law school professor. And I guarantee you, when he was in law school, when he taught law, you know, they would talk about the Constitution, but they wouldn't actually read the Constitution. And that's why, I mean, I've had people... I had an incident at the National Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. about 10 years ago where I spoke on the faith of Ronald Reagan, and this very liberal elderly gentleman about 80 years old came up after the talk and red in the face, accusing me of bearing false witness. And I said, sir, what's wrong? What are you talking about? He said, you never one time mentioned the separation of church and state that's in the Constitution.
Oh, Lord.
And I said, sir, the words separation of church and state are nowhere in the Constitution. Yes, they are. And I said, no, they're actually not.
Yes, exactly.
I calmed him down. I said, this is an 1802 letter by Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist. So you had people, this guy, very wealthy man in Washington, D.C., member of the National Presbyterian Church. He didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Paul, you know,
they don't even know it.
It's amazing how, you know, and we were just having a conversation with Hugh Ainsworth, a reporter in Dallas during the assassination of JFK. And we talked about this information age in which we live in. You know, it's been said that we're so filled with so much information, but yet know so little. And, you know, it's there, and it's a lousy excuse anymore for people to not be aware. But this is the kind of stuff that's been put out there, you know, from,
you know,
climate change. You know, we have a president who now has reinterpreted how science is to be presented, and he just says it's a fact. Well, what happened to the laws of science, you know, and things like that? But, you know, the other thing, you know, really quickly here as we wrap this up, you know, the term communist and socialist, you know, these are all being bantered about here. And I wonder if America really understands the imminent threat and, you know, the forces that are happening within our country today that are antithetical to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do. And most people don't even know what those terms mean. I mean, Bernie calls himself a social Democrat.
Yes.
So did Lenin.
Yeah.
Right? So did Herbert Marcuse.
Well, we need to understand what's going on, and I think it's dangerous that we don't, Paul. I agree with you. Dr. Paul Kengor, Professor of Political Science and Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Bill.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia,
you put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters December 2nd. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Come along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Don't forget that you can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at B Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. James Herson is with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic in this strange new world.
Boy, I'll tell you, isn't it? I mean, hey, the mainstream media, just because they lost the battle, the war still rages, huh?
Well, the war started raging on election night. Mm-hmm. You know, the very next day, the Soros-funded rental mobs came out. There was an attack on the Electoral College. There's an attempt to censor the press. They're trying their best, essentially, to undermine the legitimacy of the president before he takes office.
Right.
And I think it's going to fail because I think they've underestimated the wisdom of the American people before for about a year and a half.
Exactly.
And they're doing it again.
Yeah, they kind of seem like Don Quixote chasing down windmills here, you know, if I can say that, because it is, I mean, although it's serious stuff and they're not going to relent, thank God for an American electorate that has wised up, as you say, been very well trained over the previous years to see their antics. And, of course, it was further revealed with WikiLeaks as to how all in they were and to what levels of, of ridiculousness and propaganda that they would stoop to.
Yeah, and I think what happened is they've overplayed their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a couple of things. One is just the incessant distorted reporting that people now can see it. And the other thing is with the constant labeling of everyone as racist and sexist and homophobe, people are just so tired of it. They find it hack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not working. You know,
right.
There are now demonstrations specifically to get rid of certain people that the Trump administration has already announced that they're appointing. It seems as though, for example, Senator Sessions, who's been in the Senate for 30 years, all of a sudden he is announced as the new attorney general And the very moment he's announced, come these attacks from the mainstream media and, of course, from the left, claiming that Sessions is this segregationist, racist guy, which is the opposite of his record.
Right.
And it's, I think the public is just sick of it. And that's why the public, despite all the propaganda, despite all the manipulation, ended up, you know, voting the way they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like you say, at some point they run out of bullets, and they look so untethered and so undisciplined because they're just out there chasing down windmills. I mean, James, come on, are you kidding me? The other night, Vice President-elect, he goes, he takes his family, takes family members to go see the highly celebrated play, Hamilton, you think he's going to have there. And then all of a sudden, the guy who plays Aaron Burr, Brandon Dixon, decides that it's time for him to hear a message along with everybody else who went there to watch the play, to be entertained by it. But no, we got to hear about Brandon Dixon's concern that somehow, you know, Mike Pence and Donald Trump together are going to start, you know, throwing gay people off buildings or something. I don't know. I mean, it's just that and send everybody back. We're going to ship everybody out. And the only people, I guess, that they think in their world that's going to be left is Donald Trump and Mike Pence in this country.
And after they did that and it went became public, the most popular hashtag in the social media was hashtag boycott Hamilton.
Yes.
And I hope it's true because, look, those tickets are expensive. They're hard to get.
They've gone off the charts. I mean, you know, what happened, James, I don't know if you saw what happened, but they opened them up to where third parties and all the scalpers are selling the tickets. You can't even go to the box office, and you're not going to pay ticket price anymore. You're paying, you know, I had checked it out because we're going to be in New York the second week of December.
Don't go.
And I know, but I'm telling you, $2,000. The guy tells me, I said, I go, is that for both tickets? And he goes, no, that's per $2,000.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you shell out that kind of money and you want to go see a play, what are you going there for? You want to be entertained. That's why Hamilton's been popular. So these entertainers get it through their head that there is some kind of different profession, just like the people in Hollywood.
Right.
And look, I go to a sporting event. I don't want to see some clown kneeling at the Star Spangled Banner and being a political activist. I want to see football.
Exactly.
If I go to a play, I want to see acting.
Right.
And what they did was rude. It was, you know, there's a time and a place for that. That was not the time and place. And I commend the president-elect. Because he used his
vice president, yes, right. Yeah, and I'll tell you
what.
Yeah,
he's correct.
Yes,
it's overrated. Okay, it was a mashup.
Mm-hmm.
They did a history using hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very clever, but it's not that good where they can think that they can get away with that stuff, and they refuse to say anything in the form of any kind of apology using the First Amendment. Which has nothing to do with this discussion. It has to do with the decorum and the respect of someone that's going to have the office of Vice President of the United States. And the crowd that booed, well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are allowed to boo.
Yes.
But for the actors on the stage to stop the freaking play and engage in a political speech, and an insulting one at that, and a misinformed one at that.
Exactly.
Is so outrageous. And it's typical, though. I mean, it's so typical of these dopes that are in the entertainment profession, whether they're in New York or L.A.
Well, how would they come to the conclusion, you know, as Dixon says, we are the diverse America who are alarmed. I mean, suddenly he now, somehow there was an extra election, and they got appointed as, you know, the spokespeople for this alleged diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us, and uphold our inalienable rights. Where did that come from? Where did Donald Trump ever say he was not going to protect? If anything, what he said was that he was for all Americans, right? So how does that exclude thy diverse America?
Well, that's the meme that the left is floating. And Dixon is so dopey that he doesn't know. He's standing up there on a stage with a play that in their casting of the play, they broadcast to the public, whites need not apply.
Yeah.
They all, right. You know, oh, but we're diverse.
Right.
How can you be diverse if you're singling out a group by race and telling them they can't apply? I mean, it's just beyond the pale. But the reason they promote that is not based on, they don't want to promote truth. What they want to do is satisfy an agenda. It's a strategy. The strategy is to give ammunition to Chuck Schumer in the Senate, Nancy Pelosi in the House, and Barack Obama out on the street. He's a new community organizer.
Yeah.
What they want to do is be obstructionists.
Yeah.
But the media always decried obstructionist gridlock. It's terrible. But that's what they want, because they want to obstruct anything in the agenda, the first 100-day points, that will undermine their power. And one of the biggest things they want to obstruct are changes in their open border policies that they thought would deliver them national office forever, and it will, if it's not stopped, outsourcing the vote. And so they want to have fuel for that. That's what these protests are about. That's what the attacks on the Electoral College are about. That's what the touting of the popular vote, which is also a lie and distortion because it doesn't take into account the illegal alien vote. That's what that's about. And so it's an agenda that is being funded by Soros organizations, that is being pushed by left-wing groups that desperately want to get some semblance of their power back.
Right. Well, and I can only hope, James, that even on this situation, you know, you speak of the popular vote, and we've discussed this before. I mean, it's like a ball game. You don't go around and say, well, our team got more hits than yours. Yeah, but the scoreboard tells a different story. We won the championship, okay? We get the big ring. You don't for most hits. That's not the objective here. And Democrats are trying to hold on to something instead of realizing that what they've done is they've decimated their party. They need to regather, and they've taken themselves to the point of irrelevance. I mean, not only what's happened on the national scene, look at the local scene, James. I mean, how many governorships now are in control of the Republican Party?
Oh gosh, a record number of governorships, a record number of state legislatures. Donald Trump won more than 80% of the counties in this country.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We don't determine power and resources in America solely by population. Otherwise, California and New York would dominate everything, the conversation. They dominate too much as it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have a republic with two senators per state. That's why we have an electoral college where the two senators are combined with the House of Representatives to create electoral votes. And the electoral college then creates what we now have heard for a year and a half, battleground states.
Right.
And battleground states wouldn't exist if we had a mere popular vote to decide. And national office candidates, meaning the presidential candidates, wouldn't visit Iowa. They wouldn't visit North Carolina, and they wouldn't care. And federal resources wouldn't be used to support those communities. That's why the brilliance of the framers is amazing, because they took into account geography as well as population.
Exactly.
That's what a constitutional republic is all about.
Well, James Herson has been our guest, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, as always. Great insight. JamesHerson.com, that's where they need to go for all the information, right, James?
Absolutely.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.